Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the audio daily dose of Daf. The Shir where we talk a Daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. We're looking at Yuma 20, talking about when does Satan really have permission to be involved and try to mess people up. So it says, the Gemara says that the Pasuk says, Eliyahu points out, we know Eliyahu went up to Shemayim, according to the plain Pashup shot of the text, according to the simple interpretation in Malachim Bet, I believe, in the maybe around Perek Yud, Yud Aleph, one of my favorite Parakim in all of Tanakh. Eliyahu is one of my favorite characters in all of Tanakh, mind you, and one of my favorite Nevi'im of all time, you know, for many reasons, but he was a zealous for Hashem. He had a majestic appearance and a majestic appointance, and we know he's present throughout all Brisim. He's present all Sedarim throughout the history, and he pops up like literally throughout the Gemara many, many times. So Eliyahu talks to the sages many times. You know, there's also a whole sefer called Tana Devei Eliyahu, different brises that Eliyahu taught or whatnot. But he says, sin rests at the door. You know, Eliyahu didn't die. He ascended to heaven in a whirlwind. In many instances, he communicated with the sages of later generations, revealed hidden matters to them. Many conversations explained, especially here, and in Brachos on Hedge, the notes point out. So he says, the Pasuk says, sin rests at the door. One's evil inclination from Bereshis causes him to sin against his better judgment, Rashi and Sfasemis points out. Though a person has the free will to overcome his evil inclination, God acknowledges that the very existence of the evil inclination provides man with a slight excuse for sinning. Rav Yehuda asks further, what does Satan say about it? Eliyahu Hanavi replies, Satan on Yom Kippur has no permission to prosecute. Where is this derived? The Gemara asks, Rami Bar Chama Sen. Listen to this gematria. The word Satan, the Satan has the numerical value of 364. Hey, 5, Shin, 300, Tet, 9, Nun, 50, totaling 364. The notes point out the Hey of HaSatan is included in the numeric count, even though it's not part of his name, but it is the definitive article, the Satan. This is because throughout Scripture, whenever Satan is mentioned in the role of prosecutor, he is defined as HaSatan, Maharshatan Darm points out. This teaches on 364 days of the year, Satan has permission to prosecute, but on Yom Kippur, which is the 365th day, he has no permission to prosecute. The notes point out that 10 days of repentance are set aside for a person to strengthen his awareness that his purpose in life is to serve God. This period culminates in Yom Kippur, on which one leaves behind all physical needs and cleaves entirely to Hashem. On this auspicious day, Satan is rendered powerless. Meiri and Merome Sade points out. Pirkei Rabbi Elazar states that Satan actually becomes Israel's defender on Yom Kippur. Witnessing their purity on this day, he tells God, today your people are like angels. They go without shoes. They do not involve in any physical aspects. They do not eat or drink. They stand on their feet praising you. They are at peace with each other, they are free of sin. Satan's testimony prompts God to forgive the nation's past misdeeds. And there are two things I'd like to point out, two things that we should hone in on. Number one, Satan tries to get up every day and tries to destroy us, tries to get us. You know, b'chol yom v'yom, they say, maybe the Gemara or the other sources point out, yiskaber ka'ari, every day you have to do what you can in order to fight the Satan, because he wants to get you, he wants to trip you up. You have to have a shield, like Magen David, you have to have a shield, like Magen Avraham, Magen Yitzchak, Magen Yaakov, you know, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, Magen Avraham, we want him to be our shield. You have to make sure your defenses are fully in place every day. The Satan wants to get you every single day, of course, except for Yom Kippur. The other thing to think about is how important and how interesting gematria is. There are many times we could calculate different things, but using the letter numerage of the actual aspects of our names or different elements of our friends' names or spouses or kids or the like, you're able to fascinatingly find different things. And the Bala term, I believe, is one of them, one of the sages that are very involved in gematria. Think about gematria. Try to figure out what your gematria is for your Hebrew name. See how it matches up. I once did a gematria that my name and my wife's name had a cool connection, something to do with a ring, a taba'at, and how we got married with a ring. Think about how gematria can help you and realize that the Satan wants to get you every single day. Join us next time as we talk Yuma 21 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.